right. Again, you see that the title of the session or this presentation is Children's Health at Your Fingertips. Presented by HS Kims, you know, we're a project funded by the Office of Head Start. By the way, our booth is 113 in Exhibit Hall. Please feel free to go by there to pick up some information if you want additional information about Head Start program. Now, your learning objectives for this presentation is to navigate the Early Childhood Learning and Knowledge Center to locate health topics, use these health topics to educate community health and social service professionals, and to apply the valid knowledge endorsed by federal agencies for use in early childhood development and health. Give you a little bit of background about how Head Start began this foundation. Now, in 1965, Project Head Start began as a summer program designed to break the cycle of poverty for children ages 3 to 5 years of age. Dr. Robert Cook, he was a pediatrician and chairperson of the pediatric department at Johns Hopkins University. He was appointed by the Office of Economic Opportunity to convene a committee to establish a framework for the project to Head Start. And the committee's report was known as the Cook Report. It recommended that an early care and education program promote optimal physical health and development. And these recommendations have provided the foundation for the Head Start comprehensive health care approach with its focus on preventive health. Recently, though, Head Start has begun, wants to move beyond the Head Start community. Office of Head Start is a national model in promoting optimal child health. It is an innovative leader in the early childhood community. And now it is reaching beyond the Head Start community through a concept known as knowledge management. Now, what is knowledge management? It is a three-stage process. It's known as knowledge creation, knowledge transfer, and knowledge utilization. This is a concept that became... I thought I spoke loud enough. This is a concept that was new to me when I started this job, not even about a year and a half ago. Knowledge management really is a concept that you will see like in the corporate America. In fact, the lady who had come in, she was like, she came from IBM, and she was talking to us about it. And what's ironic, it's been a theme this entire week. You remember our opening general session? Lori Garrett, Julie Gerberding, and even Dr. Georges, you know, the president-elect of APHA, they were talking about how we work together about connecting and sharing information to improve a child, to improve health outcomes. This is something that Head Start has really been doing since the 1960s. And how we use knowledge management in Head Start is to capture what we have learned, structure the knowledge in a reusable format, and to share it with others. And you could see, I don't know if anyone ran track before, it's like you just pass the baton. This is something that we do every single day. You do it on the national level. We have partnerships like now, OHS's partnership with EPA about the smoke-free homes program. You will do it on the grantee level. You will establish those partnerships with hospitals, clinics, different community organizations, and they definitely do it with the local programs. And that's just been the Head Start survival and also its success. Now, with the role of the subject matter expert, which is what I do, is that first I have to identify the content. And I have been doing it this week, and I did it like last weekend at American Academy Pediatrics Conference. Identify content because I look at it and I'm thinking like, wow, this would be good information for the family service worker. Those are the people who do the family advocates or doing the casework in the Head Start program. It could be the Head Start director. It could be the regional manager. But we identify this content because we think it would be good information for our colleagues to have. It's captured and it's collected, so I'll go around, I'll gather this information from other professionals, other colleagues, and then I will take it back to my federal team leader. And her name is Robin Procato. She's the program specialist for the health services of the Office of Head Start. And she and I will then will meet. We'll go over all the information I've collected. It could be via a website. It could be a brochure, handout, a PowerPoint presentation. And we will look at it to see if it's valid, if it's useful, if it can be used for our purposes in early childhood. And let me go ahead and let you know, myself and my partner, my colleague, and also my federal team leader, Robert Mercado, we have a tendency to only use federal government information. That is our comfort level for right now. And the reason why we do that is because it's already been, how can I say it? It's been validated. It's already been proven. And also, too, that's the reputation for Office of Head Start. We want to uphold that. Now, once it's been valued, it is structured. I'm not going to go through the long process of structuring. Our project director, she's in the room back there, Barbara. Oh, and she'll know it's a long process to go through the structuring. But what I'll do is basically put into, again, like I said, a reusable format, but we use like a template and a process where we have to get it ready to be published into the ECLKC. And I'm going to explain to you what that is. We also have to go through rigorous QA process. So not only do I have colleagues who are subject matter experts, I'm the one for health services. We do have one for fiscal, one for administrative services, another one for disabilities, another one for parents, family community partnerships. So there's a subject matter expert for each we call them domains within Head Start. But again, like I said, it goes through a rigorous QA process. We have to make sure everyone gets credit. We do not offer any of this information. We're just, again, repackage information, reformat it so it can be reused. And we also give credit where credit is due. And we have to make sure that the citations are correct. And then it is published. It's published to our website, Early Childhood Learning and Knowledge Center. Now, publishing, again, to us is, we call it posting it to the live site. And that's where you get to see, and I'm going to go through it with you all. And at that point in time, you have to update the content. Like every year, you have to, well, for instance, I just recently put in some more recent information about the immunizations and also about the Vaccines for Children program that's funded through the Centers for Disease Control. A new project I'm working on with one of my colleagues with another contractor, we're looking to compile the list of the state's EPSET guidelines, which is very important for Head Start, which is something that we know we'll have to update as needed. Because, again, even though Head Start is a federally funded program, they also have to follow the state's guidelines and, you know, rules and laws to operate any child care center. And so also, too, that means also have to follow the state Medicaid EPSET guidelines. Now we're getting ready to navigate the health community. I use community and domain, and that's what we refer to it, in the Early Childhood Learning and Knowledge Center. And this is the URL. So I know it's long, but it's eclkc.ohs.acf.hhs.gov/HSLC. It should work. It said it's going to take but a second. Okay. And I'm just going to go through, as you can see. I was going to point this out. Again, what I was mentioning to you about knowledge management, you see over here about the care for the air, preventing smoke-free homes and cars for Head Start families. This is the partnership between EPA and OHS. I'm just going to just show you just this information. As you can see, isn't that cute? Yeah, it's cute. And as you can see, and it's great because they've done studies, of course, EPA and OHS, we do, about children having problems with asthma. And so, you know, you can't tell someone not to smoke anymore, but they're just encouraging the families. In Head Start, even when I work in the program level, you work with the families on promoting healthy eating habits, physical activity, You just have to meet them where they are. We're public health practitioners, so we don't tell them. You can't tell them. You just work with them to meet them where they are to improve their health outcome. But yeah, this is it. And just take you to all the information that we have in here. This is a toolkit that was designed by a Head Start fellow. She came from a program from San Francisco, and I worked with her for a year. And the toolkit, we love toolkits because, again, it's information that you have all in one place. As you can see, it gives you the facts about secondhand smoke. Then you get to click on if you want additional information. And it has like the Surgeon General's report from EPA.gov, smoke-free homes. There you go. And then you have child nutrition. And USDA child nutrition program. And there you go. You're going to have information here. Also, too, let me give you, to let you know that Head Start now does serve families, for pregnant mothers, or we say birth to 5 years of age. So you, when you do go to the ECLKC, you will see a lot of content there that does apply to pregnant moms and also to infants. Like, the programs need to provide formula during socialization. And this is from our other colleagues with the early Head Start, the 0 to 3. And they're talking about the child and adult care food program, for-profit centers. You have information on WIC. Anyway, the information, too, is also in English and in Spanish. And although a lot of content that I do collect does focus around children, basically children, we do have information for adults. And this is adult health and wellness, and it just talks, this information for parents and for staff within Head Start programs. Like a health care decision making, there's a health literacy toolkit. And this is, we came up with this toolkit just to help a lot of again, like I said, it can be on a program level. The Training Technical Assistance Network requested this information. Because a lot of time we have situations where sometimes our families may not have a certain literacy level. And the whole purpose of doing this is to talk to them about the different information, as far as like how to read prescription labels, nutrition labels, and it's also if there are books they want to, like the health literacy prescription to end confusion, speaking of health, different brochures. And be honest with you, there's just so much more information I can show you. And there's many more to come. The ECLKC, this is, so far, it's been live, let's say, for like about a year now that you've been viewing the live site. As the years go on, I like to think of it, it started out as an infant, now it's in this toddler stage. It's gone through many versions, and it's only going to, I believe it's a great site now. So far, we've gotten great feedback. And it's really going to be useful, again, because a lot of us in this room, like I said, we may work in clinics, you may work in schools or other centers of that nature. You're going to need your information immediately. Number one, it's available 24 hours a day, of course, and you will need this information immediately. The whole purpose of this is for you to find any health content, any health information that you need right here and right now instead of going to 10 different websites. I've already done that. I've already done the hard part for you. I've done all that. I've gone and picked up these brochures. I've gone to the different websites. I've done everything. I've done the research for you. And I repackaged in such a way that all you have to do is print out one page. or you can maybe even go and see that particular web page that you need to see that applies to the information that you need. And that's, you just have to go to one site, that's ECLKC, and that's it. So like I said, hopefully you all will review it, look at it, learn to utilize it. And if you have any questions, I did brought my business card, but my email address is CeciliaG@HeadStartInfo.org. That's CeciliaG@HeadStartInfo.org. Apologize, I was chastised by this beautiful lady. She said I should have a handout. I did upload this presentation so people can print it out. But again, I am more than welcome. I mean, I'll be more than happy to email it to you. I don't have a problem with that. So, yes. It will be available. I mean, yes, the young lady up here on the row, she asked if it was been translated, if there was additional information on pregnancy, so she can continue using this information beyond Head Start.
Am I?
That's your question, correct? About we have any information on pregnancy? Okay, and also too, one of the health topics on their adult health and wellness is services to pregnant women. So we do have, within the health community, you have a separated, we call it a taxonomy. So you have your different health topics. And under each health topic, you have different subjects. And under the topic adult health and wellness, one of the subjects is services to pregnant women. So not only have I included content, again, that will be useful for pregnant mothers. There's also information in there, again, for through, you know, Early Head Start has also submitted health content also on breastfeeding, on where to take medication while you're breastfeeding. And another thing about Head Start, the whole program anyway has always been set up to prepare the family through transitions. So the pregnant mom, she's transitioned to have her child in a Head Start, in Early Head Start, and they transition to Head Start, and they transition outside of it. So there's a lot of community involvement even once they get out of school. So there's a lot of information, not just within the health, but also too, my other colleagues, they have placed content in their different communities pertaining to how to work with your children, and specifically we have the four parents, and also the Family Community Partnership. They do give like guidelines and tips on how to continue to work with your families even beyond the Head Start.
I have not seen this type of thing in the private sector.
She wants to know if it was available in different languages in a culturally sensitive format. For right now, they are working, and I don't believe it is live yet. And I'm looking at our project director on strictly a site that's in Spanish. There you go. Thank you. This is Barbara Hoda, project director. However, when I do locate content, and again with my other colleagues, we do make every effort available and possible to get the Spanish version. Yes. And in particular, I'm thinking about the one for oral health, my topic oral health. There's a section, I think one of my, one of the subjects, I think disease prevention and health promotion. There's so much I'm trying to think, but I did have one in there about fluoride. And you see the Spanish counterpart like is fluoride, putting fluoride in your drinking water. And so I found the Spanish counterpart. And that's what I do. When I find a Spanish counterpart, I do include it. And that's what we've been doing for right now. Because you're correct. In the Head Start program, you do have a lot of Spanish. I used to supervise early Head Start caregivers. Three of them were Spanish speaking. And I really have to learn how to speak Spanish and understand it and how to read it. And a lot of the families will be Spanish speaking. So that's something that we're really pushing to have, like, both. So we are working on it. But that's something my colleagues and I, we do that already, is we do our best to find the Spanish counterpart. And as far as being culturally specific, again, since we're not offering the information, we're getting it from other ballot sources. So their sources, let's say, for instance, NIH or CDC, they've already gone through their testing to see if it was culturally linguistic and if it was sensitive and everything. So we're hoping at that point in time. We haven't had any issues with that. But yes, so we are definitely make it available like in, you know, different languages.
One more question.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, say that.
Okay.
One more question?
Where's
that person?
Oh, there she goes.
With you. Go ahead.
Your question is the okay. Her question is that in her, she's coming from the state of South Carolina, and in order for them to disseminate this particular website, they'll have to go through their central office. Okay? Government is, yeah. This site is a fairly funded website. I would think there wouldn't be a problem. This is the first time I've ever heard of it. Oh, they definitely should approve it. Oh, yeah. I mean, because you have Administration of Children and Families funds OHS. And it goes down. Then they fund the Head Start Knowledge Information Management Services. So definitely, it should not be a problem. And again, specifically with health, and I'm very particular about that too, and my federal team leader, Robin Brocato, we purposely, when we find this information, we definitely, just like I said, would like to use the federal agencies, different federal agencies. We prefer just to use their information for now. And the good news is that a lot of, I would say, promising practices and other information that's out there, they are funded by CDC and HRSA and NIH, so we are able to use.